I believe now the record has started, so we're on the record for the appeal hearing filed by Marcus Gerlach versus the City of Bainbridge Island. I'm Ted Hutter, who's the hearing officer that the city has chosen to hear and decide this appeal. So my responsibility is to listen to the appeal as presented and then based on the information presented in the hearing room to make the decision following the legal requirements. A couple of introductory remarks. This is a consolidated hearing. There is an appeal issue dealing with the threshold determination that the Gerlachs have raised as part of this appeal, as well as a number of issues related to the underlying application. So as required by RCW 3670B, the Regulatory Reform Act, and 4321C, the State Environmental Policy Act, we are holding a consolidated hearing. I'm going to first take any testimony and argument on the SEPA threshold determination issue, and then we'll move to the issues raised on the underlying application. So it is consolidated but bifurcated. And once we complete the SEPA appeal portion of the hearing, we will move immediately to the issues raised on the underlying application. I did receive in advance of the hearing witness list and a list of documents to be presented at the hearing. And what is the common practice I will adhere to here is that the documents that have been submitted will be deemed now admitted as exhibits. If there are objections to them during the course of the hearing, you can raise them at that time. Otherwise, they will be part of the record. I want to let each attorney know, though, that I am focusing on those exhibits that you referenced during the course of the hearing. There are numerous exhibits that have been submitted, and some may be more relevant than others, and it is the responsibility of each attorney, each party to this appeal, to focus my attention on those that you want me to look at when I prepare my decision. I may not reference every exhibit, but I will look and focus on those that you bring to my attention. There have been many issues raised prior to today's hearing. I am not going to hear those again today. They have been resolved by numerous orders and rulings prior to today's hearing, so those are also part of the record of this proceeding. When witnesses present testimony, they will do so under oath. We tried to set up the hearing room to allow each attorney to ask questions of the witness. The witness would typically be at the podium there. Mr. Haney, you may be a little close, but you can shift if you need to be able to ask questions. Is that going to work for you?
Yes.
Okay. And I do have, my office has prepared copies of the witness list and exhibit list. That someone wants to come forward, you can, each attorney can have a copy of that if that would be helpful to you. Thank you, Mr. Haney, for assisting in that. This is just a helpful aid during the course of the hearing so that we can all have in front of us the proper exhibit and the name of the witness that's presenting testimony. So I am ready now to proceed to hearing and to listen to opening statement, if you'd like, Mr. Gerlach, or a presentation of witnesses, your preference for how you'd like to proceed.
Thank you very much. It looks like we've got a jurisdictional issue even before we proceed. I provided correspondence to the city attorney. I hope it got to everybody, dated March 8th. I'll summarize that correspondence with respect to the jurisdictional issues because at this point, we don't have a valid permit to have a hearing. What we do have is evidence that the city confirmed the application for SSDP 13500, and it was complete on August 30th, 2012. It's going to be an appellant's Exhibit 16. On March 22nd, 2013, the city issued a defective decision for SSDP 13500B, appellant's Exhibit 56. This is not a valid decision as it is untimely under the Bainbridge Island Municipal Code, unsigned by the responsible official. And it did contain 22 conditions that were, I thought, the original issues that were going to be discussed today. However, that does not appear to be contained in city files because city issued their own version of that decision, C-4, and it does not contain any of the 22 itemized conditions which were in the March 22, 2013 decision issued to the appellants. The SEPA checklist, which is attached to C-4, is not the same as those 22 itemized conditions in the defective decision that was issued to me. The city's new decision does not clearly identify the responsible official or have a signature or a signature line for the responsible official, which is the common custom and practice for the city of Bainbridge Island, and I understand other municipalities as well. In this situation, the city hearing examiner does not have the authority to merge these two defective decisions into one valid decision. The hearing examiner, I'm sure, is well aware that he does not have the authority to act as the planning director to authenticate any of these invalid decisions, the city council, or the city manager in an attempt to validate these decisions. The hearing examiner does not have the authority to proceed with this hearing based upon these two defective decisions, because without a valid decision, you can't have a valid appeal. Appellants do not consent to the hearing examiner's attempt to cure the city's defective decisions in this hearing. So for the record, I will also renew my request, the original request, and renew it again today for the application of the appearance of fairness be applied to this proceedings.
Okay, thank you. I take your Marcus Gerlach, is that right for the record?
Correct.
Okay, you've raised an objection about holding the hearing. Mr. Haney, would you like to respond to that objection?
Yes, thank you. Mr. Examiner, my name is James Haney. I represent the city of Bainbridge Island in these proceedings. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Ogden Murphy Wallace in Seattle. I received Mr. Gerlach's letter dated March 8, 2018, a few moments ago as I walked into this hearing. I have a couple of responses. First, the hearing examiner clearly indicated that all issues were to be raised at the pre-hearing conference. There were issues A through H approved at the pre-hearing conference. This is not one of the issues that was approved at the pre-hearing conference. Mr. Gerlach has not raised this issue other than peripherally in briefing. Did not make any specific motions based on this until today. I think this is untimely. Second, we would be prepared to present the testimony of Ms. Wright to the effect that the director, to her knowledge, did sign a decision, that it is somehow missing from the city's files, but that that decision incorporated the 22 conditions which were in her staff report, and that that constitutes the decision. Mr. Gerlach obviously had something to appeal. He appealed this matter back in 2013, and presumably he could have raised at that time the issue if all he had was an unsigned copy. But he has not raised that issue until today. We are prepared to proceed with the hearing. We'd ask that you deny the motion.
If you could clarify one thing for me. You say the city, somehow it's not in the file. Is it that the signed one is not in the file, but you have an unsigned?
Yeah. There is an unsigned copy in the file.
Okay, but the testimony of your planning manager would be it is the same as the one I signed?
The planning manager, the way that the process works in the city of Bainbridge Island is that the planning manager at that time, actually she was a planner with the city, not the planning manager at that time, but that the planner prepares a staff report, presents it to the director reviews the staff report, there is a back and forth, and then the director issues a decision based on the staff report. The decision in this case, Ms. Wright would testify, was issued by and approved by the then-director, Catherine Cook, that Ms. Cook issued a decision. The city does not have a signed copy of that decision.
But what's in the file is the same as the one signed? That's what I'm trying to get to.
It is my understanding that it is, and that...
And you have someone present in the hearing room that can attest to that?
We can do that if we can have a few moments to bring somebody to attest. Again, this is not on the list of issues that were...
I understand that, and I'm trying to close it off. I am not happy about having issues raised at the last minute. I issued pre-hearing orders. They gave a definite date to file motions. The issues have been identified for the past several weeks, so I'm really not inclined to hear a new issue. But you represented that what's in the file is the same as the one issued. I'd like to just take care of that if we could, but maybe that could be done by affidavit. Could it?
We can certainly do that.
Okay. Then why don't we do that? Mr. Gerlach, since you raised that issue at the last minute here, and we're all prepared to go to the hearing on your other issues that I think are also important to you to have heard and decided, I'm going to deny your objection to proceeding with the hearing. We are going to hold the hearing, but I do want to address the issue that you raised where your concern is that the permit that's in the file on sign is somehow perhaps different than the permit issued. And the city attorney has indicated that that can be taken care of by affidavit, and you're quite confident, Mr. Haney, that that's what would be found. If it's something other than that, if you can't find an affiant that says this is identical, well, then we've got a different issue.
The issue can't be resolved right now because C4, city's exhibit, I didn't find out about it until February. I couldn't raise it until February 15th because the exhibit C4 that the city offered as the decision is not the same decision that they issued to me. Unsigned defective decision. To suggest now that that somehow missing from the file is ridiculous. The decision that they issued to me should be in the file. The decision they issued to me should have been signed, should have been timely, should have referenced the correct permit number. And now to say that it's not in the file, they're admitting that. We spent 2 hours looking for it earlier last week. And then to say, well, we think it got signed, but we're not sure it got signed. The problem with this hearing is that I just found out there is no decision to appeal. The 22 conditions that your predecessor discussed at the pre-hearing conference was based on the defective decision that was given to me. I raised all of those defective issues at that hearing, pre-hearing meeting. I've raised it every single time I wrote a brief. There is no valid decision that we can appeal. I'm not going to consent to invalid decisions.
So what is your preference, Mr. Gerlach? To just not hold a hearing on all the other issues that you've raised?
I don't know how you hold a hearing on invalid decisions. How do you hold a hearing on
Well, you've raised a number of issues regarding factual matters, dealing with marsh or not marsh, dealing with wave action or not wave action. There's a number of factual issues you've raised in your appeal, and I'm just trying to determine what would your preference be. Do you want to withdraw your appeal because there's nothing to appeal?
Yeah, all the issues that you're addressing with the marsh and the wave action, the hearing examiner's made very clear in his rulings. There's no different result I'm going to obtain today. So to address those issues, I think, is not constructive. I already have a very good idea of where those issues...
Well, those are issues that you raised and that have been identified in my pre-hearing orders as ones that can be brought forward at today's hearing. We've identified witnesses and documents that I assume are related to those issues that were raised in your appeal that have been in front of you for some time. So again, I'm asking, what is your preference? What would you want the outcome to be? Are you withdrawing your appeal because of your position that there's no valid... If there's no permit, then you would have nothing to appeal, correct?
That's correct. So there's nothing to withdraw. But no, I'm not withdrawing the appeal because there's nothing to withdraw because there's no valid decision to appeal.
So you'd prefer not to have a hearing on the issues that were raised?
How do you raise those issues on appeal? and there's no valid.
Well, you raised them. You filed the appeal.
I thought there was a valid thought. It was a valid decision.
Okay, and now you're here today. You're here today, kind of at the last minute, but you're claiming you just determined that, I guess, yesterday. So is it your preference then to not hold a hearing on your appeal? Is that what you're asking?
If there's a hearing, I'm not participating in it. Is the hearing going to take place without my participation?
That's totally your choice.
If there's no valid decision, the city can't produce a valid decision. I've appealed something that I thought was a valid decision. It turns out it's not a valid decision because I thought the city had done their job. Then I'm not sure how I can be held accountable for any of this. They do have what appears to be on C4 a decision that has no conditions. I assume that's the decision that they're going to profit.
So your position would be you did not have anything to appeal, therefore there is no appeal in front of me to hear? Is that what you'd like? That's what you'd like the outcome to be, a ruling by me based on your representation today and your argument that this appeal is inappropriate to hear.
That's correct.
Mr. Haney, did you want to respond to that?
Well, again, we're prepared to proceed, and we would have the testimony, and we're prepared to produce a copy of the unsigned decision along with Ms. Wright's testimony that the director, she recalls that the director did sign the decision, that she would not have published the notice that is in C4, she would not have published that without the decision having been signed and issued by the director. And the fact that the city cannot find the copy of the decision at this point should not be determinative. If Mr. Gerlach does not want to proceed with his appeal, I suggest the hearing examiner dismiss his appeal. If that is his preference, and if he says that he's either not prepared or is unwilling to participate in his appeal after all this time, then the hearing examiner can simply dismiss his appeal, and we would ask you to do that.
And since this has been raised here today for the first time, and I guess the reason for that, Mr. Gerlach, is you just observed or just looked at C4 just recently. Is that what you're telling me?
C4 was submitted as part of the pre-hearing orders, superseding pre-hearing orders. Upon receipt of C4, we made arrangements to look for the allegedly missing defective decision. City staff was unable, I put it in the correspondence, unable to locate it after several hours. Simple document.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. Here's what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to understand why it's coming up now, and
right.
I think I'm getting it, is that once you receive the city exhibits, you looked at what was identified as the decision and then determined this isn't the decision or you couldn't find it as a decision.
That's correct.
You then asked city staff, can you find it? And you were informed, we don't have it.
Correct.
Okay.
And the city's admitting that they don't have.
That they don't have a signed copy. So, Mr. Haney, maybe we can turn to that. I'm now looking at C4, what was submitted by your office, and it has as the first page Notice of Administrative Decision and SEPA Mitigated Determination of Non-Significance. Is that what you submitted to C4?
Well, yes, we did. And I would state for the record that C4 is the published legal notice that was public. It wouldn't include all of it. It would include only the notice to let people know. And it states that the staff report containing the statement of facts upon which the decision, including conditions, is based and the conclusions of law derived from those facts is available to the public on request. And we've submitted, and Mr. Gerlach has submitted, a copy of the staff report. We have it at C5 in our binder, and that is the document which contains all of the conditions. And so this notice, this is simply a notice that the decision has been rendered and the staff report contains all of the conditions and is available.
Okay, we're going to walk through this because I need to understand this. You're telling me that there is something available that is equivalent to the decision but is unsigned. So just look at C4 for a moment, and I want to identify what's in there. That is the cover page, Notice of Administrative Decision, correct?
Yeah.
And then what have you attached to that? You've attached the checklist?
Yes.
Okay, and the checklist goes on for some pages. And then what's following the checklist?
I believe following the checklist is our emails and documents that indicate that this document was published and posted.
And it's a cover sheet that is identifies the applicant, Marcus Suzanne Gerlach, project number, and then affidavit of notification. Is that correct?
Yes.
I certified I posted the notice of the proposed land use action webpage and emailed it to the attached listserv.
Right.
And then there is an email attached as the notice of decision and mitigated determination on significance. So what follows that? A list of emails is what I have.
Yes, these are people who were emailed a copy of this document.
Okay.
The city both...
Well, hold on, a copy of this document. It references attached as a notice of decision and MD&S. Do we have that?
Yes. Yes. Mr. Examiner, obviously this issue has caught me a little bit unaware this morning, but I will tell you this at this point. First of all, Mr. Gerlach attached to his motion, his summary judgment motion on the equal protection issue, he attached a copy of the administrative decision, which is unsigned, and it contains all 22 conditions. It is Exhibit 6, motion. We also submitted a motion for partial summary judgment, and one of the exhibits we attached to our motion for partial summary judgment was a declaration of Kathy Cook that had been filed, and Kathy Cook was the planning director at the time this was done, a declaration of Kathy Cook, which was submitted in the Kitsap County Superior Court. That declaration is a four-page declaration that was signed May 28, 2013. And Kathy Cook's declaration, and this is, I think, trying to figure out which exhibit it is. It was Exhibit 5 to our motion for summary judgment. Kathy Cook's declaration says, on March 22, 2013, the city issued a notice of administrative decision approving the Gerlach subsequent SSE. Excuse me, I'm not reading correctly. Let me go back. It says, on March 22, 2013, the city issued a notice of administrative decision approving the Gerlach's current SSBE application to build a gatehouse/boathouse retaining wall and dock, parens, subject to conditions, and parens, and denying the application to build their proposed concrete bulkhead. I, meaning Kathy Cook, signed the staff report containing the findings of fact and conclusions of law upon which the decision was based. I consulted with Associate Planner Heather Beckman, then Community Development Administrator Chris Wiersbicki, and legal counsel in making my decision to approve in part and deny in part the Gerlach's current SSEP application. That's the declaration of Kathy Cook, the planning director, at the time. She says she signed it. What we have is an unsigned copy that was attached to Mr. Gerlach's brief, so he has a copy of the full document with all the conditions. Kathy Cook's declaration says that she signed it. and that signed the notice of administrative decision that is the document. It's slightly different from C-4, but it is something that Mr. Gerlach has had forever. It is what he appealed. It is what he argued against in his motion for summary judgment. It is what Kathy Cook's declaration responded.
I want to catch up, right? I don't know what document you're looking at when you say this is the decision. So okay. It's attached to a motion.
Mr. Gerlach filed a motion for summary judgment on equal protection. As part of that document, he submitted a number of attached exhibits. Exhibit 6 to that document is the notice of administrative decision and CEPA mitigated determination of non-significance. This document is slightly different than C-4, and I do not have an explanation for why. I think it's because we pulled C-4 off the city's website. This is the document that Mr. Gerlach had and was issued back in March of 2013.
So, have you been able to determine the differences? What is different about
it? The basic difference is that this document, Exhibit 6 to Mr. Gerlach's brief, lists Catherine Cook as the responsible official, and it contains a signature line that is not signed on this document. It also attaches all of the CEPA conditions. C-4 is the document that was actually published in the newspaper and posted. But this document, I believe, is the actual decision. So that's the decision that Mr. Gerlach appealed. And now referring to the other document I was referring to, the city filed a motion to dismiss and a motion for partial summary judgment in this matter. That motion was filed on January 25th of 2018. January 25th of 2018. That document contains a number of exhibits. And that document contains, one of the exhibits is a declaration of Catherine Cook, which had been filed in Superior Court litigation. And that declaration specifically states that Catherine Cook signed the administrative decision that is at issue in this case. So that's what's in the record right now.
Okay, so let me know, when, as the city, you're willing to rely upon the Exhibit 6 to the Gerlach motion for summary judgment as the decision issued by the city?
We are.
Okay. Mr. Gerlach?
That, I would say we are, but I would also note for the hearing examiner that that decision incorporates the staff report, and that is our Exhibit C-5, and that has more of the detail and the basis for the conditions and so forth. Exhibit 6 to Mr. Gerlach's brief is simply the decision that's issued by the director, but it refers to the staff report that's prepared by the associate planner and says that that staff report contains the statement of facts, the conditions, and the conclusions of law on which the decision is based.
Okay, Mr. Gerlach, you've heard the city attorney indicate that they're willing, as the city, to rely upon a document that you attached, your motion, that you attached as the decision. Is that something you're willing to do to proceed with your issues today?
So the unsigned document is not a valid permit. I've gone over and over with counsel as well as motions to the hearing examiner that it's an invalid decision. I do not consent to moving forward in any attempt to cure the city's invalid decision. The SEPA checklist does not constitute the 22 conditions. When we made an attempt to locate the signed document that Kathy Cook alleges exists, the city couldn't find it. The city had just admitted it today. There's no way I'm going forward with this hearing without a valid permit.
Okay, so you are unwilling to authenticate what was attached to your motion as the decision of the city.
It's not a valid decision.
Okay, so your position is the city has not issued a permit at all?
There's not a valid permit.
Okay, and the permit, as I understand it, encompassed a dock, a boathouse. Okay, so
it's very upsetting.
So then your position is that there's not a valid permit for those items that are not under appeal today. You haven't raised any, well, you've raised issues related to conditions, but you would prefer not to hold the appeal hearing. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yeah. I guess I can repeat what I keep saying. You can tell me what you think that you heard, but the fact of the matter is we don't have a valid signed permit. If I tried to build anything with that document, a stop work order would show up. I asked my expert.
Okay.
But there's nothing I can do about it.
I think I'm hearing you correctly, and I want to make sure I am. So since there's not a valid permit, your position is that then there can be no appeal. So what would you like to do today, then? Is your position that you would reapply for permits?
I've already applied.
Okay.
My application was complete August 30th, 2012.
So you would want the city to now take action to issue a permit?
I don't know what the city's going to do. The city's got a real problem. It's 5 years.
Okay.
6 years later. 6 years almost to the day.
Mm-hmm. So your position today is that's nothing to resolve today. You would just like to today not proceed with the appeal because of your position there's no valid permit.
I don't think I can. I don't think the hearing examiner can. I don't think the city.
Mm-hmm. And would you want your issues then to be dismissed from appeal if there's no basis for the appeal?
I'm not dismissing anything. I'm not withdrawing anything. There's nothing to or withdraw if there's no valid appeal. I mean, no valid permit. What I thought I appealed was a valid permit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to be creative when there's a last-minute document like this, and I'm trying to find a solution that might help you in how you move forward. I don't know, does the city, have you thought about this, how you would move forward if you accept the position that there's not a permit that's been issued?
We do not accept that position, obviously.
So you want me to rule that I'd have to look at Exhibit 6 to the Gerlach motion for summary judgment that's different than City Exhibit C4, but accept that one as valid with its differences,
well,
and then go further and look at the verbatim transcript of the Kitsap County Superior Court?
No.
Where there's a declaration, or I guess it's a filing,
yes,
with the declaration, excuse me, that there is an incorporation of the staff report. Well, Mr. Haney, that's a lot of steps for me to take, and I think I need to have that laid out then a lot more clearly as to how we get to the point of then you're asking for me to rule this is the permit.
Well, I think the hearing examiner has two courses of action if you wish to consider this issue at this point and wish more information. I would point out that Mr. Gerlach's declaration that he filed in support of his motion for summary judgment and that is dated December 20, 2017, this, I believe, was in support of his motion for summary judgment on equal protection. It says at paragraph 6 on page 205
He says, on March 22, 2013, COBE, meaning City of Bainbridge Island, issued a decision on permit SSDP-13500B.
And I realize this is an issue relating to whether it was correctly numbered, and I believe Hearing Examiner Smith did not agree with that issue and dismissed it. Then he says, the unsigned decision denied the bulkhead. Attached here to his Exhibit 6 is a true and correct copy of Kobe's unsigned and improperly referenced decision of March 22, 2013. So Mr. Gerlach agrees that that is the document which was issued on March 22, 2013. That's his declaration, that the city issued that on that date and that that is the document, the one that is Exhibit 6 to his motion. Now, anyway.
Now, wait a minute. That's a declaration, or is it in a brief?
It's a declaration.
Did you take a look at that, Mr. Gerlach? Are you aware of that?
That's the document that they provided that I've contested all along, that the city all along alleged was signed, was never signed. Not a valid decision. Can't build anything with it.
Well, I think Mr. Haney was going a step further in indicating that you signed a declaration stating it's a true and correct copy.
No. What I said was that's a copy of what they gave me. That's not a copy of the valid decision, because it's an invalid decision that's not signed.
I don't know.
Mr. Gerlach's argument, but you know, what I'm saying is Mr. Gerlach, by this declaration, said this was the document that was issued to him. What Director Cook's declaration in the Kitsap Superior Court litigation said is that I signed off. I signed. Now, the fact that the city doesn't have a signed copy, yeah, I agree. There, you know, the city should have a signed copy, but the city doesn't have a signed copy. Instead, we have a declaration from the director saying that she signed it. Now, I think there's two different ways for you to proceed, Mr. Chandler. We can do this argument this morning. And you can rule based on the documents if you want to take the time. I guess there's a second option, which you mentioned earlier, which is I go try to get a declaration or I go try to get somebody from the city to come in and say, this unsigned document is the document in the file. I don't think you need that because Mr. Gerlach has stated in his declaration previously that this is the document. Third option is Ms. Cook is still around. I did not plan to call her as a witness today because I wasn't aware that Mr. Gerlach was going to make this motion. I found out that Mr. Gerlach was going to make this motion today exactly when I walked in prior to the hearing at 10 minutes. We can bring Ms. Cook, but I'm not sure I can get her today. We could set this over to another date. Bring Ms. Cook in, have her testify concerning that she signed the document. She doesn't know why the copy is unsigned, but to come in and testify to the things that were in her declaration, which we filed in Superior Court. So we can do that, but I don't think we can do that today. So if you're not prepared to rule in the city's favor at this point on this motion, then I think probably the best option is to bring Director Cook in to testify.
Oh, there's another option. This is the one I'm considering. You have witnesses present. You've taken time out of your day, Mr. Gerlach, as has the city attorney, as have I, all coming here to the hearing room in the city of Bainbridge Island to hear issues raised in your appeal. One possibility to give you that fair opportunity to raise and present those issues is to suspend a ruling on whether there's a valid permit and to take the testimony on the underlying issues and then come back to the motion. And your position is the city did not issue a permit, there is no permit, which would invalidate the appeal. I understand that. The city's position is, no, we do have a valid permit, and this appeal should go forward. If I'm interpreting you correctly, you would want the appeal to go forward and hear the issues because you're confident you can show there was a proper permit. So out of respect to you, Mr. Gerlach, and witnesses you may have brought here today, I'd like to give you that opportunity to present your appeal, and then we would return, and we'd have to discuss how to do that procedurally, but we'd return on the motion on whether there is a valid permit. I think the way we would do that is since it did come up last minute, is to allow Mr. Haney to put together the points that you've made, but admittedly at the last minute, so you'd want to make sure they're all lined up and present that, and then Mr. Gerlach allow you to respond to that. I don't think we'd need a hearing. I think it could be done by affidavit and reference to the documents that you've referenced here this morning. But then before I wrote any decision on the appeal itself, I'd have to rule on whether there was a valid permit. So, Mr. Gerlach, I'm willing to do that, again, out of respect for people who have taken time out of their day. They're here today to present testimony. You've prepared for this hearing, and you've prepared for it clearly diligently and in depth. So I could take your appeal today, listen to it, and then suspend a ruling on the issue that you raised about whether there's a valid permit. Does that make sense to you? Do you follow what I'm suggesting?
Right. The appellants are not going to consent any attempt to cure the defective decisions. They don't have a valid decision. It's not my burden of proof to provide a valid decision. It's not my burden of proof to provide decisions that don't have defects. It's not my burden of proof to provide a decision that complies with the Bainbridge Island Municipal Code. I've waited five years for this permit to be issued. It's never been issued. I'm not going to waive.
I'm not asking
the city's defects.
Okay, I'm not asking you to waive anything.
I'm not consenting.
I don't think you're understanding my proposal. That I would agree with you, the city, and they're willing to take that step to attempt to and to provide a response to the issue you raised for the first time today. There's no valid permit, and I'm willing to give the city that option. I agree. They have that burden to show, and they're willing to do that. In the meantime, I would hear your appeal today.
I'm not going to.
You're not going to go forward with your appeal?
I'm not going to appeal an invalid decision.
Well, the two options then, or you would either agree to suspend the ruling on the issue you raised about a valid permit, or you are saying, I do not have an appeal, and the appeal then would be dismissed.
Your ruling would, it's going to be your ruling. I'm not withdrawing it. I'm not dismissing it. It's going to be your ruling that there's no valid permit before you today.
Yes, and I'm giving you that option. That might be the ruling. I'm not prepared to rule on that today because the city just heard your objection this morning. And I think in fairness to the city, they've made an effort to respond, but it's happening on the fly. And I want to give an opportunity for the city to put that together in a written form and provide it to you, and then for you to respond. That's the proper way to handle a motion, is to allow the opposing counsel to respond to it, and then you would have an opportunity to see their documents and provide your response. Then I would issue a ruling. I can't do that today. There may be declarations needed. There may be affidavits needed. I can't rule on that today.
I've seen their documents. I spent several hours looking at their documents. They admitted it doesn't exist.
Okay. So then that's your option B, is that the appeal then would be dismissed.
If that's your ruling, then it's dismissed.
Well, I'm giving you the option. Are you telling me you do not want to go forward with your appeal? That's what I'm hearing you say.
I cannot go forward with an appeal to an invalid decision. I understand the city has provided two versions of a decision, both inconsistent with one another and the requirements for a valid decision. The 22 itemized conditions that were originally attached to the first defective decision weren't even included in the second decision.
Okay. I understand your position. We don't need to go over that again. But you would want me then today, what I would do is issue a ruling that would say the appellant elected not to proceed with his appeal. Is that proper characterization?
This is the proper characterization of the ruling. There's no proper valid decision.
I'm not going to rule on that because I don't have all the information in front of me.
No, you've got my exhibit. It's 56, 856. You've got the city's exhibit. It's C4. They're inconsistent. None of them are signed. None of them are binding. None of them are valid. All it's going to get me is a stop work order. Yes, you can make a ruling on the exhibit.
No. Mr. Examiner.
Mr. Haney.
We would not issue a stop work order. This is a fantasy by Mr. Gerlach. But I'm going to leave that aside. I've been trying very hard to just be objective and professional. Let me say this. My understanding of what Mr. Gerlach is saying is that he is refusing to move forward with his appeal today, and that his only issue in this case, therefore, remains whether or not there is a valid claim. One thing you could do is you could dismiss all of the issues in the appeal other than Mr. Gerlach's argument about the validity of the decision, and then we could submit declarations and evidence to prove the validity of the decision, and should you find that the decision is valid, this appeal is over. But, you know, if Mr. Gerlach is going to refuse to participate today, which is what he said a couple of times, I'm not going to participate. He said, I'm not going to move forward. All he does is continue to argue the motion again and again and again about whether or not there's a valid decision. If that's his only issue, if you'll allow us to present evidence in the form of the declaration of Director Cook, which again, we think we already have presented to you, but I'll present declaration to you or live testimony if you want, if I can get her here at another time, who will testify that she signed this decision.
And how does that issue, valid decision, come before me? Because of the action taken today by a letter? I haven't read the letter, but is that how it's a hearing examiner ruling? I was attempting to do it as part of a motion in this proceeding.
Right.
But I don't know if I have the jurisdiction to make that decision. Maybe that's direct appeal. It's a city action, but it's not a land use decision, right?
Right. What I would say, and of course if Mr. Gerlach exercises judiciary remedies or his remedies with the judiciary, as he says in his letter he's intending to do, we'll be presenting a declaration of Director Cook in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that the city records, public records, are not perhaps complete. The fact that I would be willing to wager, Mr. Examiner, that there are a number of letters in city files that are sent out, and we don't have the signed copy. We may have the letter, but we may not have a signed copy. That's just, it could happen. In this particular case, we have Mr. Gerlach's declaration. He received this document. We have this.
Yeah, we don't. I understand. I don't need to go over that again.
No, I know. I don't want to go over it again. What I'm saying is that if he's not prepared to proceed today, if he's refusing to proceed today, then I, having brought all of my witnesses here today to proceed, and I don't see Mr. Gerlach's witnesses.
Well, let's ask him. Mr. Gerlach, do you have witnesses present here today that are prepared to testify?
I believe they're outside.
They're outside?
If he doesn't want to proceed today, then I'm okay with not proceeding, but I don't want to have to come back and relitigate this thing again.
Well, that's what I want to make certain, Mr. Gerlach, as the appellant, and you're an attorney appellant, that if you're stating you're not going to participate in the appeal, that doesn't leave me with any choice but to say the appeal, therefore, is dismissed or found in favor of the city. And you're not asking me, I don't know, are you, that I find totally in favor of the city or just to dismiss the appeal?
I'm asking you to dismiss the appeal.
So that,
I'm not going to proceed.
Yeah, and that I think the city could take a stronger position and say, you know, we ask that you find in favor of the city on all issues because you're not going to participate. So I need to know you from you, Mr. Gerlach, if that is an outcome that's acceptable, and it may be acceptable to you, because then what I hear you say is the issue of of a decision, that becomes something you would take directly to Superior Court, correct? Okay. So I'm looking for consent on what I'm doing here. I would then issue the ruling that the appellant elected not to participate in the appeal. The city, therefore, asks for dismissal, not that I rule in favor of all issues for the city, but dismissal of the appeal. And then I would note, Mr. Gerlach, for you, that you have raised that issue and that you've preserved it and you may bring it to a Superior Court.
Here is one concern I have about that, Your Honor. That is, now Mr. Gerlach says it's taken him 5 years. Well, a lot of that was beaten up by litigation that went up as far as the Supreme Court at Mr. Gerlach's insistence. We didn't bring that litigation. We were successful on summary judgment. We were successful in the Court of Appeals. The Supreme Court denied discretionary review. A lot of that time was taken up by that. But what I want to say is that if we end up in litigation again and we end up with another several years of appeals by Mr. Gerlach, which I certainly anticipate, then I'm going to have difficulty bringing all my witnesses back together, you know, 5 years from now, if we're here again.
Well, are you suggesting you would have that option if you want to present witnesses today? They're here. If you want to do that and have a record made of what your witnesses would say, I set aside my time today, but I have heard from Mr. Gerlach he would not be cross-examining those witnesses. He'd not be participating in the appeal. Well, but I suppose you could do that or do a summary narrative of what they would say.
I guess the question I would have for you, Mr. Examiner, you mentioned another option. For the city to ask you to rule on the merits of the appeal and that the city had prevailed on all issues because Mr. Gerlach has refused to participate.
You're changing your tune now. I wasn't
looking for that. After you suggested that, and I'm thinking about the availability of my witnesses and 5 years down the road. In fact, Mr. Examiner, I'm nearly 63 years old. I'm not sure I'm going to want to be practicing in 5 years and be doing this appeal. It will probably be somebody else, not me. But,
Well, I want to do what's fair to the city and also fair to Mr. Gerlach as the appellant. And I've heard Mr. Gerlach say again and again this morning, and I reiterate it because I want to make sure I'm understanding him clearly. He has said, I am not going to participate in this appeal. And as a hearing officer, when I hear that, I don't think it leaves me with any option but to either rule in the city's favor on all issues or to dismiss the appeal. I'm inclined to dismiss the appeal because that might allow you, Mr. Gerlach, an opportunity to raise issues again. I don't know. I'm not ruling on that. But I would indicate that you, Mr. Gerlach, during the course of this proceeding, stated that you wanted to bring the issue of a valid permit to the attention of the judiciary. And that's up to you whether you do that or not. But I would just note that, and then we would see where it goes. But this appeal would be dismissed. And I want to make sure again, Mr. Gerlach, is that that outcome, is that one that's acceptable to you?
What I said was the appellants do not consent to the hearing examiners, any of the hearing examiners' attempt to cure the city's defective decisions. When I referenced participation, it was participating in proceedings, assuming that there are valid permits when there aren't. I want to make that distinction. It's not that I'm walking out the door claiming that I am not interested in participating. You can tell I'm invested in this.
Well, that's why I keep giving you the opportunity again and again and again to present your appeal.
An appeal for an invalid decision. That makes no sense.
that's your position, that is contested by the city as to whether there's a valid decision or not. I cannot rule on that today because I don't have the information needed to make a ruling on that.
You've got
and I think you need to understand that. You raised it only for the first time this morning.
You've got an unsigned decision with a responsible agent that didn't sign. That makes the permit on its face.
Mr. Gerlach, that's your position, but it's contested by the city, okay?
It just is what it is. The second thought.
I understand you want everything to be decided in your favor, and that would be great if the system worked that way, but you have an opposing council and a city that disagrees with your position. So, you know, more and more I'm thinking we're going to go forward with the appeal. Present your witnesses. Mr. Gerlach, present your witnesses, and as I said earlier, I'll suspend a ruling on it, and I'll take evidence on that and then make a ruling on the valid permit issuance following this appeal hearing, and I won't rule on the appeal if I determine that it's not a valid permit. Are you okay with that course of conduct, Mr. Haney?
I am, but I think I just heard Mr. Gerlach say he's not.
You're not. You're not.
I am not okay with that ruling.
Then I would just ask Mr. Zander for you to dismiss the appeal. That's, at this point, we've been arguing for almost an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not.
We're not, but I need to be very careful and cautious in what ruling I make.
I very much appreciate that.
And that's why I'm going over it again and again, and Mr. Gerlach does keep telling me I'm not participating in any appeal.
Well, what I said was I'm not consenting to the hearing examiner's attempt to cure the city's defective decisions.
Mr. Gerlach, I am not doing that. I've made no effort to cure the city's decision, nor have I termed it to be defective. It's an open issue, and I really want to caution you to not mischaracterize what I am saying. I have not in any way attempted to cure any defects, nor have I stated there are defects. It's an issue you raised, and it's an issue that does need to be resolved, according to you, in order for you to move forward with an appeal. That issue cannot be resolved this morning. The city has asked for time to find a witness. They've asked for time to supply documents. It cannot be resolved this morning. But it is an error for you to say, Mr. Gerlach, that the hearing examiner is attempting to cure the defects of the city. That's not at all true. Can you withdraw that remark, sir?
Yes.
Thank you.
Moving forward with a hearing on a permit that's unsigned makes no sense.
It makes no sense to you. Understood. Well, let's fashion the language of the ruling then. And we can do that in two ways. It can be presented as a proposed order. And typically how that would go is city attorney would draft a proposed order. You'd have an opportunity to look at it, Mr. Gerlach. Or I can just issue an order. But I don't want to issue something that gets squabbling going about whether the wording is proper. I will not say in an order that I'm attempting to cure the city's defect. That's a misrepresentation. I will say that the appellant has determined that they will not participate in this appeal hearing. And that's a proper characterization, correct, Mr. Gerlach? You're saying that on the record repeatedly. I will not participate in this appeal hearing.
Regarding the validity or the invalidity, rather, of the two permits that were issued by the City of Bainbridge Island. Why don't we do this? We'll discuss it. We'll provide you with what we come up with. Agreed or not agreed upon, let you make the decision.
I was about to go that same course of conduct. I'm going to pause the record, and I'm going to pause it for about 15 minutes and see if you can come to that agreement about how to move forward. It's always best when legal counsel can agree how best to move forward. So I want to give you that option, and then I can receive that if there is an agreement in 15 minutes. So we'll pause the record for 15 minutes and then come back.